There's a million girls in magazines, those lipstick bathing beauty queens, but you don't see them, do you, dear? And there's a waitress with a sweet tattoo, she's gorgeous and in love with you.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Chris Loffrey. Lori Walsh is off today. When we visited with Minneapolis-based singer-songwriter Raina Del Cid last summer, she was embarking on a summer tour that began in Sioux Falls, and you just heard a bit of Million Girls off of Rerun City. Tomorrow, Del Cid returns to Sioux Falls to begin another tour at Club David. Del Cid will be on the road for about 3 weeks. She'll be spending most of August, check this out, touring Europe, with stops in Austria, Germany, Denmark, the Netherlands, France, Ireland, the UK, even the Czech Republic. Raina Del Cid and her band released their third album, Rerun City, in December of 2017. Her music has evolved from her early folks and roots sound to something a little more poppy. We'll talk a little bit more about evolution as we welcome Raina Del Cid back to In the Moment. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Chris.
Let's begin. I find it really interesting. You're from, I should say Fargo, North Dakota, not too far from where we're at, just to the north. And how long were you there?
Was born and raised there, so mm-hmm. I moved away when I was 18 to go to college in Minneapolis.
So tell us then, in detail if you want, what it was like growing up there, and how do you feel that it shaped you?
Well, you know, as you know, it's a big agricultural state. So my first job and only job throughout high school was to work out in the sugar beet fields with my dad. Oh. So I spent a lot of time just kind of out in the fields doing some pretty lonely work, but it gave me a chance to kind of come up with song ideas and just kind of, yeah, write down my thoughts in between just kind of being out in nature. So I would say it definitely shaped me as an artist and a writer.
Sugar beets. So what was your job? That's interesting. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so my job and my dad's job was we were out there counting emergence. So just basically in a 10-foot radius, how many sugar beets emerge from the ground from each brand of seed that had been planted. So it's basically a research for American Crystal Sugar to determine what was the, you know, difference in seed quality.
Wow. And I think I kind of have an idea of my next thought. At what point did you realize that you wanted to pursue music?
You know, I was kind of writing songs my whole life, and when I was about 14, I was writing full songs that were all a cappella, and my dad heard me doing this and said, you know, you should probably have an instrument to play along with those songs, so if I got you a guitar, would you take at least a year of guitar lessons? And I said I would, and when I was 15 for Christmas, he got me a guitar, and I started writing songs more in earnest at that point, so started recording them at 23, when I formed my first instantiation of the full band.
Did you get your guitar lessons then? Or you self-taught, or did you take lessons?
I did. I promised him I would take lessons, so I took lessons for a year, and then I became self-taught after that.
So then, who are your biggest influences?
I always like to say my biggest influences are less musicians and more writers. I was an English major in college, so Virginia Woolf, Sylvia Plath, Robert Frost, a lot of the great poets and novelists I take a lot of inspiration from. And actually on the newest album, there's a song called Woolf, which is actually about Virginia Woolf. So sometimes it just bleeds right into the songwriting. But that's where kind of old dead writers is where I get a lot of my inspiration.
There is such an art to songwriting. It's not an easy thing. Can you share with us how you go about songwriting?
Well, I think for a lot of people, there's a very specific process. Maybe they write the lyrics first or the chord melody, something like that. But for me, it usually comes all at the same time. There's usually a phrase and a melody that kind of comes into my head. And then I sit down with the guitar, come out with a progression. And usually it's a pretty simple progression. And that's where I take it to Tony, the lead guitar player in my band, who has a more defined musical sensibility than I do. And she usually fleshes it out and orchestrates it a little bit more. And the full band, we have a bass player and an organ player. They kind of bring their own parts to the song, and it becomes a lot more full, you know, 3D. So that's kind of the process. It usually starts with just me and a melody, and then the others kind of fill it out.
You've been to Sioux Falls before. I don't believe you've played at Club David. You've played at the Icon in downtown Sioux Falls. And tell us why Sioux Falls makes a good sense as a location to start your tours.
Well, it's only 4 hours away from us. It's kind of the perfect place to kick off a tour. I really love South Dakota. I love driving through South Dakota. I can't say that about every state. Usually after that is Nebraska. And there's a lot of open nothing there, but South Dakota reminds me of home. And I really like it as a starting off point. I like the community in Sioux Falls. And we've never played at Club David, but we're excited to check out a new venue.
If you're just joining us, our guest today is Raina Del Cid. She's playing tomorrow night at Club David. And I've listened to this album, Rerun City. I listened to it in its entirety this morning. And it's a fantastic album. And I certainly encourage you to head out and see this show. Again, tomorrow night at Club David, downtown Sioux Falls. We're going to talk about evolution now. Raina Del Cid, how has music evolved since you've been involved in its natural tendency to keep evolving?
Well, you know, a lot of the evolution that I've experienced in music is really because of social media and the advent of the internet and basically having direct access to a fan base. That was a thing that you kind of had to go through a label and radio stations before. And now we kind of live in a world where musicians have just access to billions of people. And I started posting my music online on YouTube when it first launched a few years back in 2007 and sort of slowly amassed a fan base and a following that way. And now we're kind of basically touring on that, the connection that we already have built through social media like YouTube and Facebook. And that's a really, really awesome thing that you don't have to have a middleman anymore.
As an artist, do you feel social media has helped you?
Absolutely. Yeah, we just crossed the 100,000 subscriber threshold on our YouTube channel. So we celebrated that recently, and we've got almost 30 million views on the videos. So those are real people in their houses watching the music and, you know, enjoying it. And in the end, they kind of come out to the shows when we tour around all the way to Europe. And it's pretty incredible that you can directly reach people that way.
Did you have a hand in pretty much writing most of the songs on Rerun City?
Yeah, they were all written by me, and then, like I said, the band kind of helped arrange the, you know, bass parts and drums, but the actual songs were all written by myself.
Okay.
And then with Tony's musical input.
If you don't mind, I want to play a song, and we're just going to sit back and relax and enjoy this song, because there's a song that really stuck out to me. So do you mind if I play the song Suffer?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, now before we play it, this song hit me really hard from a lyrical standpoint, and I'm not really sure why, because, I mean, it's so powerful. As you listen to this song, you could come at it from a couple of different angles. Now, I'm curious if this is a breakup or a goodbye song, and I'm hoping that you can kind of give us some background before we play it.
Yeah, so this is a song, to me, it's a song about jealousy and how it can, you know, it can destroy or eat away at a relationship from the inside. And I don't know that it's a breakup song. It's that moment before people break up, when it's like, are we on our last legs in the relationship?
This is asking
yourself that question.
This is such a fantastic song, and I'm excited to play it. We're going to play it right now. This is off of Rerun City. It's Raina Del Cid. It's called Suffer.
I know you suffer. You suffer. Baby, don't suffer.
Raina Del Cid is our guest, and she plays Club David in downtown Sioux Falls tomorrow night at 8 p.m. along with the other favorites. Man, Raina, that song is amazing. Thank you so much for letting me play that.
Yeah, thank you for playing it.
The music, now, okay, before I go, and I'm going to kind of put you on the spot just a little bit, what are the odds of that song making the set list tomorrow night?
Oh, it's not on the set list currently, but I think maybe since we talked about it, we probably should play it now.
Okay. The music industry, as you know it, is a tough business. How do you keep yourself in the game?
Well, you know, touring is a big part of it for us. We really, really like, you know, the live audience, the magic that happens when the musician is right in front of the audience, and that energy that we get from playing the songs directly to people and not just through a computer screen on a video on YouTube. So touring is huge for us. We've been traveling around this whole year. We're going to Europe in August and then recording an album in the fall, releasing it right away, and then going back out to the East Coast. So we like to keep traveling and moving and seeing people at the shows. So that's a big part of it for us.
Talk about your band. You mentioned Tony Lindgren, lead guitarist. Andrew Foreman plays bass, and Nick Babs is on drums. Now, this show tomorrow night, is it just Tony and yourself?
Yeah, so we're actually, this whole tour, including the Europe leg, is all acoustic. So it's just going to be me and Tony on acoustic guitars, doing all the songs from the album, but acoustic versions of them. And that was Tony that you heard doing that beautiful guitar solo, and it's just a totally different approach to do the whole thing acoustic, and it brings out a different dimension of the song. So we're excited for this tour in particular.
Can you take us back to meeting those three people and where that took place?
They've kind of amassed throughout the years. There's also Joe Peterson on the Hammond B3 organ, and I've kind of assembled these guys over the course of the few years since I graduated from college. I met Tony through the U of M, University of Minnesota in Minneapolis, and then she kind of introduced me slowly to the other players throughout the years. But they play around in the Minneapolis music scene in a bunch of different projects, and they're incredibly talented, and I'm lucky to be able to make music with them.
Tell us about your upcoming world tour. It's quite extensive. How does an artist such as yourself go about scheduling something like this? Because it seems like such a massive undertaking.
Well, I used to do it all myself, but it got to be so much that I felt like I wasn't being an artist anymore. I was just kind of answering emails and scheduling logistics, and that's not what I got into the business for. So now we actually have a team, an agent and a manager doing that stuff for us. So it makes it a lot easier. We kind of are told where to show up, and we get to just, you know, play the show and experience the sights and not have to worry so much about the logistics.
You're going to places like Denmark and France and the Czech Republic and Austria. It just seems like you've got to be excited about this.
Oh, absolutely. We actually did a run very similar to this earlier this year in March, and this is going to be our second time in Europe this year. And we just find that we have a great audience out in Europe, and I think a lot of it is that our audience is so online-based that we're able to to reach people across the sea. And we actually get bigger audiences over in Europe than we do in the U.S., so we're lucky to be able to travel over there.
Is there a bit of a language barrier at all, or have you not really come across that too much?
It's funny, you know, certain cities, there's more of a language barrier than others. So I find that the Germans, they're really, really mostly fluent in English. So they understand all the banter in between songs and they'll laugh at, you know, things that are supposed to be a joke. And then you find yourself in the Czech Republic and it's a little less that way. So I end up just talking a little less, which is probably good for me anyway. So
when does that part of the tour start? When does your European tour start?
Tony and I are playing a festival in the mountains of Austria in the Alps, August 9th. I want to say that's the first date.
That's great. The show is tomorrow night at Club David, 8 o'clock, with the other favorites in downtown Sioux Falls. Raina Del Cid, thank you so much for being on the show again today. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Chris. It was my pleasure.